Yeah, in endurance racing, there's driver teams. There's three and four driver teams per car. No, there's no way. There's no way that can be done because of the I mean, these drivers are more fit than horse jockeys are, you know, and you know, they're better, they're in better shape than NASCAR drivers or even IndyCar drivers. They're built to do these things, and you know, you got the biggest challenge is when you got four drivers and they're not all the same size. Because when they do driver changes, they have to put seat inserts in or take his seat inserts out, and you know, because each driver is, you know, individual needs. You don't have time to change pedals or steering wheel adjustments or anything. So that's what they're doing now, and that's what they'll be doing a week from now on the 18th. That's the final prep. That's where all the other stuff is done. But it's insane. Like I say, if you look at it and you understand it, they just had a special on last weekend about it. It's on YouTube, and it was like what IMSA is all about. And it's about an hour-long special, and it's pretty interesting. It's very informative, and it's just a world class form of racing, and you bring in drivers from all over the world. Plus, you have female drivers, women in motorsports right now is becoming really, really big. There's a lot of women that are driving. There's a lot of women that are engineers and mechanics, and like I say, I could sit here. I'm just going to shut up because I know Sean wants to probably get in here and say good morning, or anybody else. So I'm not going to tie up the channel, but yeah, IMSA.com. Or look on YouTube under the IMSA channel, IMSA, and you'll see it. And got nothing to do for an hour, watch it. You'll learn a lot.